The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you could join us for another Netcast. And this is going to be a very different program, a very different show than we normally do. And I will ask you to forgive me for my nasally sound, but that's okay as long as you can hear me, all right? I have something to share with you that is, it's a good testimony, but it's not a complete testimony. Do you know what I mean by that? In other words, it's not fully realized, but we're close. Praise the Lord. You say, Dr. Bill, what are you talking about? Well, I'll share that with you. I have had some health challenges of late, not the least of which is this annoying stopped up issue with my head. But you may have noticed that I have lost a tremendous amount of weight. As a matter of fact, I've lost at this point 274 pounds. I know a lot of you are going, what? 274 pounds? Yep. And not all of it has been lost, you know, in a good way. I lost some of it because I was in the hospital for a week. And that's what I want to share with you. A lot of people would say, yeah, but aren't you God's man of faith and power? Aren't you supposed to always be completely healed and well? Well, yes. You know, absolutely, I agree. I'm the healed of the Lord. But here's the thing. When you have challenges, you have to determine where you're at. And that's what I want to get into on this very special edition of the Word of Faith Netcast. Where are you at in your faith? It's no shame to admit to yourself that you're not where you ought to be in order to have an instant miraculous manifestation. Now, a lot of people are going to go, oh, I thought you were a faith teacher. Now, hold on. I am a faith teacher. I believe in healing. I believe in prosperity. I believe in being whole spirit, soul, body, financially and socially. Every other way. All right? But you gotta know where you're at. Now, for instance, would you like to have $1 million right now? Now, I'm not offering to give it to you, by the way. But would you like to have $1 million? A lot of you say, oh, yeah, praise the Lord. Well, why don't you believe for it right now so that you have it in the bank tomorrow? Oh, well, Dr. Bill, that's kind of beyond where I'm at faith-wise. Ah, so you're saying that even though God is not limited, right, you and your operation of faith can put a limit on where you're at from a financial perspective. Am I right there? Otherwise, why would you be believing for that $1 million every single day? You say, well, but Dr. Bill, we don't have a promise in the Word of God for $1 million every single day. But we have a promise for financial prosperity, right? Yeah. So what's the limiting factor? The limiting factor is you. You are the limiting factor when it comes to financial prosperity. The same thing is true when it comes to healing. You need to know where you're at. Well, Dr. Bill, how do I find out where I'm at? You find out very quickly when you're faced with a very serious issue physically, which I did a couple weeks ago. I was bleeding. I was bleeding in places you shouldn't be bleeding. And I was throwing up blood. As a matter of fact, I ended up losing half of my total blood capacity in my body. Laid up in the hospital for 6 days straight. Oh, Dr. Bill, that shouldn't have happened. No, it shouldn't have. The devil is a bad devil. God is a good God. Amen? Can you agree with that? See, Jesus said, or I should say it was said of Jesus, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Satan's the one that brings sickness and disease and oppresses you and tries to destroy you. That's, look it up. It's Acts 10:38. I just quoted it for you. But what about that? Satan comes to try to attack. What do? As believers, we resist him. The Word of God says in James 4:7, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Now notice it didn't say he'll flee from God. Certainly he'll do that. He'll flee from Jesus. Absolutely, we know he'll do that. It says he'll flee from you. So you can resist the devil. You can stand against his wiles. You can stand against his operations. But you have to do it by faith. Well, what if your faith is not to the point that you could believe that immediately everything that was leaking blood in my body was instantly sealed up? That would take a miracle. Now, does God do miracles? Yes, he does. But he does miracles according to your faith. And as I was laying there in the hospital, you know what I had to admit to myself? I weren't there yet. Now, I know that English is not perfect, but it's what I'm trying to get across to you. I wasn't there yet. I couldn't believe for those holes in my stomach to be closed up and quit bleeding. I couldn't believe for my colon to have the various polyps disappear and the places that were bleeding go away. That wasn't where I was at. Now, here's where a lot of Christians miss it. When they say to themselves, well, I've got to believe God, so I won't go to the hospital. I won't use the doctors. I'll just tough it out. Guess what? If I'd have done that 2 weeks ago, I wouldn't be making this video. I'd have been dead. And you'd have been getting the report that Dr. Bill went home to be with the Lord. Well, it ain't time for me to go home and be with the Lord. I've got things to do yet. You know, not the least of which, you can see behind me over here, I've got all kinds of equipment running Word of Faith Radio. WFR.org. I got to keep that running. So, I mean, there's things I have to do. So what did I do? I went to the hospital. I got the doctor's help. And they cauterized things and zapped me with radiation stuff and did all kinds of stuff to seal up those places that were leaking. And now, everything they removed was benign, no cancer. Everything they did sealed it up. Everything's working now the way it's supposed to. And I'm here, and I'm doing the show. You know what? That's better. It's better than being dead. You know? Now, praise the Lord, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I mean, I'd have been all right. But I wouldn't have been running the radio station. I wouldn't have been doing these shows. So there are times where you have to identify where you're at. I know some of you are just shaking your head going, well, Dr. Bill, he's done left faith now. No, I haven't. I'm trying to get you to see that you need to operate in faith with wisdom. Now let me read you a few scriptures along these lines. 1 Timothy 5:23. This is Paul writing to his son in the faith, Timothy. Now you'd think that if he was going to give good, sound word advice, he'd definitely do it to Timothy, right? Well, of course, he'd give it to anybody because he's a minister of the gospel. But look what he says. Drink no longer water. In other words, don't just drink water. But use a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thine often infirmities. Now, wine at the time was all they had. They didn't have penicillin. They didn't have other drugs. Wine has alcohol in it, and the alcohol would kill certain bacteria and so forth, so they knew. that taking a little wine would help him with his soft infirmaries. So in other words, that was medical advice at the time. That's all they had. So here's Paul saying to Timothy, now he's not saying drink wine and get drunk, okay? Let's just take that care of that right now. That's not the point. He's saying take a little wine for thy stomach's sake. Timothy apparently had intestinal or stomach issues. So Paul said, take some medicine. Oh, but what about believing God? Well, of course he wanted him to believe God. But he also wanted him to live. And if Timothy's faith wasn't there, then there's nothing wrong with him taking medicine. Boy, I tell you, some folks just getting upset with me right now. How can you say that? It's called wisdom. All right. Luke 10:34. He went to him and bound his wounds. It's talking about the Good Samaritan. Pouring oil and wine. Again, that's all they had back then. Into his wounds. He sat him on his animal and brought him to the inn and took care of him. He didn't just lay hands on him. That Good Samaritan lay hands on him and say, in the name of Jesus, be well. Now, he could have done that. But in this case, what did he do? He bound up his wounds and he poured in oil and wine. In other words, he used medicine. What I'm trying to get across to you here, faith people, there are times you got to use medicine. There are times you got to take your medicine. All right? It's like Charles Capps. Charles Capps said one time he used to take a lot of aspirin because he used to get headaches. And he started, you know, the Lord started dealing with me about that. You need to believe God. Well, yeah, praise the Lord. But he still took the aspirin. And as he took the aspirin, he said, Lord, I take this aspirin in the name of Jesus. I believe to receive my healing. He took the aspirin. The headache got better. And eventually, he no longer had to take the aspirin. Why? He built his faith up to the point that he didn't need the medicine. He lived in divine health. You saying you're not there yet, Dr. Bill? Apparently not. Because I needed to go to the hospital and let them take care of me. And you know what? It worked. Praise the Lord. It worked. They took care of me. And I'm well. That's just so much better than being dead. Let's keep going. Let's go to Ezekiel 47, verse 12. On the banks of both sides of the river, there will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, neither their fruit fail, but they'll bear fresh fruit every month because the water for them flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food and their leaves for healing. The leaves of the trees talking about, in other words, had a medicinal purpose. There are various herbs that have medicinal uses. Did you know that aspirin originally came from willow bark? They found the salicylic acid in the willow bark. They extracted it and ended up making aspirin. But it came from an herb. A lot of medicines come from herbs. God gave us these things for medicine, for healing. You say, yeah, but what about divine healing? I'm not taking a thing away from divine healing. I'm not taking a thing away from believing God. But I'm saying there's times that you should use what's at hand to use, the hospital, the doctor, the medicine. Because sometimes you need the help. Nothing wrong with getting a little help. Matter of fact, my case, nothing wrong with getting a whole lot of help. I was in bad shape. All my color was gone. My blood count was so low. It was down like to 6 point something. And they had to give me 4 units of blood to get it back up to the 8 point something range. Normal is 16. So I got a ways to go to build up to get back to normal. And I'll be stronger And I'll be able to do more when I build myself back up. Now, how do I build myself back up? Well, one way is taking iron. I've got iron here that I'm taking to build that hemoglobin count back up. Something else is green leafy vegetables. Foods that can help you and be a benefit to you. There's nothing wrong with doing that. There's nothing wrong with using these natural herbs and medicines to build yourself up. Foods. You know, now, like I said, I lost a lot of weight. They had me on a liquid diet. But before that, I had lost weight before I went to the hospital. I lost probably an additional 20 pounds while I was in the hospital. But before that, all the other 250-some pounds, I'd lost gradually losing the weight by cutting back on my eating, by drinking things like, this is a drink called Zevia, which is sweetened with stevia, which is an herb. Let me see if I get the quartz not shiny. And this particular one is called Dr. Zevia because it's like Dr. Pepper. I've got another one here that's a grape drink. It's still Zevia, but it's grape flavored. But the thing about it is, it's sweetened with natural, you know, sweeteners, natural things. No calories in it. Praise the Lord. So you can do it. You can lose weight. You can be healthy. And you can do it in such a way that it will benefit you physically. In so many ways. Build yourself back up. Now, I know a lot about some of this stuff because I have a doctorate in natural health as well as one in theology. So that kind of knowledge can help you. But a lot of this stuff is common sense. If you're eating too much and gaining weight, eat less. Amen. It's what I did. A lot of people say, Dr. Bill, what's your secret? How have you lost so much weight? I've eaten less. It's not a secret. It's easy. I call it physics. If you eat less, you lose weight. If you eat more, you gain weight. It's just physics. So there you go. So it's possible. There's a lot of people, and I was one of them, that said, oh, I could never lose weight. I could never lose. I just can't do it. Well, I have. Because I got interested in something beyond the food. And that was getting healthy and losing weight. I concentrate and keep myself on that rather than the food. Now, I still enjoy food. I just enjoy less of it. You say, Dr. Bill, you're looking skinnier all the time. Yes, I am. Because I'm getting skinnier all the time. I'm in the 200s now. I was in the 500s. Now I'm in the 200s. That'll make a difference all day long. It'll make a difference in your life. It'll make a difference in your appearance. Now, to be honest, I don't care so much about my appearance. But I do prefer when you walk by and somebody points at you and laughs that they're not laughing at your weight. Yeah. I've had a lot of particularly little kids, just, you know, either they say something really mean or they think I'm Santa Claus. Which of the two, I'd rather think that. You know what I'm saying? At least I'm jolly. But at any rate, I'm digressing a bit. The point is, you are the final authority in control of your eating. You are the final authority in control of your health. You can do it. And if you have to use some of these natural methods and means and drugs and doctor and all that kind of stuff, do it in wisdom. Do it the way you're supposed to do it. Ask questions. Get information. Do your research. And you'll find what works and what doesn't work. Okay? So next time you see me, I'll be even stronger. Next time you see me, I'll be even healthier. Hallelujah. Amen. This sinus stuff, you know, one of the things they said they may need to do is go in and use balloon sinuplasty to open that up. Well, Dr. Bill, that's surgery. Yes, it is. And if I have to do it, I'm going to do it. Because I'm tired of sounding like this. And if they go open it up, let them open it up. All right? Wisdom. Find out where you're at. Locate yourself. All right? Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to stop here. I want you to write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. Let me know what this has meant to you. I really want to hear from you. Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 52. You know what? Let me check that address because I say 52 sometimes. I think it may be 53. I want to get it right. Thank the Lord for having it on the web. Here we go. Let me look at it here. 5213. I was right. Hallelujah. 5213 High Point, North Carolina. The zip code 27262. So P.O. Box 5213 High Point, North Carolina 27262. I want to hear from you. Or you can send me an email at my email address. And that is Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L at WFM.org. As it says there on the screen. Join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.
The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.